And good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs. 989-529-8167. The Thumb Animal Shelter is marking its 30th anniversary this year, celebrating three decades of serving the local community and giving countless dogs a chance at loving homes. The shelter in Elkton has become a beloved institution known for its dedication to animal welfare and strong community support. Over the years, the shelter has relied heavily on local volunteers, donors, and supporters, with recent efforts including community fundraisers and donations, such as a $10,000 gift from Meyer's Bad Axe Store, which will help cover care costs for stray animals in the region. Volunteers have also organized bottle return drives to raise funds for veterinary and kennel expenses, showcasing the grassroots support that keeps the organization going. If you would like to find out what needs the shelter currently has, or you are interested in getting a dog, you can reach out to them at 989-375-4204. Bitter cold temperatures, slick roads, and gusty winds are creating hazardous condition across Michigan's Thumb region this week. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near minus 20, making it feel far colder than the actual air temperature. Lake effect snow bands and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers are encountering slick spots, low visibility, and drifting snow, and rapidly changing conditions during commutes. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions, including avoid unnecessary travel while conditions are dangerous. Slow down and allow extra time for trips due to icy and snow-covered roads. Dressing warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia. Keeping pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap. And prepare your vehicle with winter emergency supplies if travel is necessary. Plow crews are actively treating major routes, but secondary roads may remain slippery. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service and local authorities as the Arctic air mass persists across the region. And since it's so cold, local water authorities are issuing a friendly reminder to residents during the ongoing cold weather. Allow faucets and water outlets to run at a slow, steady drip, about the thickness of a pencil lead, to help keep water moving through pipes and prevent freezing. Even a small, continuous flow can reduce the risk of burst pipes and costly damage during extreme temperatures. Residents are also encouraged to open cabinet doors under sinks to allow warm air to circulate and to check on vulnerable plumbing in basements, crawl spaces, and exterior walls. Officials say taking these simple precautions now can help avoid bigger problems later.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Health officials in mid-Michigan report a significant early season surge in influenza cases, with children accounting for the majority of recent illnesses. State data shows pediatric flu hospitalizations are up about 40% from last year, with 845 children hospitalized statewide as of January 10th. Local doctors say the spike is most pronounced among kids under 10, who are more prone to severe symptoms. CMU Health said their team has seen more young patients needing emergency or intensive care compared to the previous flu season. Medical experts attribute the early rise to factors such as school exposure, more indoor gatherings, fluctuating weather, and lower vaccination rates. They also note that RSV and COVID-19 are circulating alongside the flu, compounding respiratory illness risks. Parents are urged to monitor fevers, breathing difficulties, and other warning signs. Physicians recommend seeking medical care if symptoms persist despite medication. Health officials continue to stress preventive measures, flu vaccination, hand hygiene, and keeping sick children home, as the flu season is expected to extend into spring. On Wednesday, the Michigan Supreme Court adopted a revision to Michigan Court Rule 6.201, which leaves personal information of victims and witnesses, including addresses and phone numbers, unprotected during discovery. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel issued the following statement in response. Victims who come forward to report crimes and witnesses who step up to tell the truth should be able to trust that the justice system will do everything in its power to keep them safe. The unfortunate reality is that this revision to the court rule does the exact opposite by allowing addresses and phone numbers to be handed over to defendants. This change places survivors and witnesses in harm's way and creates a fear that silences victims, discourages cooperation with law enforcement, and allows offenders to evade accountability. This decision reiterates the urgent need for strong legislation that protects personal information from violent defendants. I have long advocated for the legislature to stand with victims when they make the brave decision to testify, and I again call on lawmakers to act now to protect some of their most vulnerable constituents. No one who survives violence or helps bring it to light should have to sacrifice their safety to seek justice. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.